Auditory processing disorder, or APD, can cause language delays, affect learning, and make it harder for kids to interact with others. One Rochester-based audiology office is trying an unusual approach to help kids get tested for APD with an interactive mural. Noel Evans has this story from WXXI's Inclusion Desk.
People with APD can be hypersensitive to stimulation, sounds, textures, light. That makes it harder to even test kids to complete a diagnosis. Christine Turk with Clear Choice Hearing and Balance says that she wanted to create a welcoming environment for families because getting tested for APD can be challenging and stressful. So she called on an artist to create a 20-foot-wide I Spy mural in the pediatric waiting room.
I wanted it to be interactive so that when they came in, the parent and the child, while waiting for their appointment, had something to do.
The mural depicts the Rochester skyline and includes a Frederick Douglass statue. Familiar objects like toys and food and animals all float about in the art piece. Artist Chris Lyons created the artwork and wrote rhyming clues for the different objects illustrated.
We just decided that it would be more interesting to let kids search this giant drawing for all kinds of little delights. I mean, there's something in there for essentially every kind of kid.
Turk says that the art piece and activity has helped engage children who come in for testing.
What it does is it relaxes the child. Everyone's coming in for testing. No one knows what the results are going to be.
APD can often be a symptom of autism spectrum disorder, sensory processing disorder, ADHD, and Down syndrome. Turk says that it can be diagnosed in children as well as adults. Noel Evans, WXXI News.
This story was produced by WXXI's Inclusion Desk, focusing on disabilities and inclusion. More stories at WXXINews.org.